继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到我们听电影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天我们要和卢涵来分享一部亲情片《良医妙药》。
Hi everyone, this is Lu Han. Thank you for tuning in. Today on our program, we have a movie called Extraordinary Measures. Extraordinary Measures is a 2010 drama film, and it's the first film to go into production for CBS Films, the film division of CBS Corporation.
作为 CBS 电影制作公司的第一个大荧幕计划，《良医妙药》这部电影的创作灵感呢，来源于真人真事儿，改编自普利策奖获得者吉塔·阿南德所创作的传记小说《解药》（The Cure）。
The movie is about parents who form a biotechnology company to develop a drug to save the lives of their children who have a life-threatening disease. The film is based on two stars, John and Aileen Crowley, whose children have Pompe's disease.
两位好莱坞男星在影片当中的合作呢，更是让人眼前一亮。
The film stars Brendan Fraser and Harrison Ford.
其中呢，哈里森·福特在出演影片的同时，也还肩负起了制片人的重要工作。在这部电影里呢，提到了一种疾病，叫做庞贝氏症，这是一种非常罕见的疾病，而且是先天性的。
The buildup of collagen causes progressive muscle weakness throughout the body and affects various body tissues, particularly in the heart, skeletal muscles.Liver and nervous system.
在影片的开头呢，我们就看到了男主人公 John 在翻看庞贝氏症相关的研究报告，因为他的三个孩子当中呢，两个最小的孩子都患有这种疾病。
Brendan Fraser plays John Crowley, a biotechnology executive whose two youngest children were afflicted with Pompe disease.
医学报告中指出呢，这种病症会造成患者肌肉萎缩，患者最多只能活九年的时间，而他的女儿 Megan 刚刚过了八岁生日，这也就意味着女儿的生命很可能随时面临危险。 Grant Crowley 夫妇很快接到了坏消息，第二天 Megan 就被送进了医院急救，医生告诉 Crowley 夫妇 Megan 现在只能等待死亡了。
As you know, Pompe patients suffer muscle deterioration in everypart of the body, so this sort of respiratory complication, well, that's just an inevitable fact of the disease. Mr. Crowley, Mrs. Crowley, Megan is not responding well. Okay, now we've done everything we can, but she's just, there's nothing more we can do. I'm sorry.As you know, she was already well past the life expectancy for, you know, Pompe kids. After all, it's not just her lungs, okay? Her heart, her liver, these organs have been compromised and would have become fatally enlarged. Now, I wish that we had a drug to treat Pompe, but we simply don't. I'm so very sorry. Look, maybe you can find some small comfort in knowing that Megan's suffering will be over. Maybe you can see this as a blessing.
医生告诉 Crowley 夫妇 As you know, Pompe patients suffer muscle deterioration in every part of the body. 你们也知道庞贝氏症患者全身的肌肉都会退化。这个 deterioration 就是退化或者是逐渐变坏的意思。除了用作医学术语以外，在生活中也会用到这个词。For example, when you say the relationship between two countries deteriorated during the past few years, 就是说在过去几年中两国之间的关系不断恶化。And the doctor continues, so this sort of respiratory complication, well, it's just an inevitable effect of the disease.这种呼吸并发症对于庞贝氏症患者来说是不可避免的。As you know, she was already well past life expectancy for Pompe kids. 对于她来说，就是对于 Megan 来说，她已经完全超过了庞贝氏症患儿的预计寿命。这个 life expectancy 也就是寿命的意思。我们都知道这个 expect, E-X-P-E-C-T 就是预计或者期望的意思。所以 life expectancy 就是预计的活的时间，也就是寿命的意思。For example, you can say the life expectancy for human beings nowadays is a lot longer than 100 years ago. 今天人类的寿命比100年前要长得多。
医生告诉 Crowley 夫妇，他们的女儿 Megan 呢，已经超过了这个庞贝氏症患者预期的寿命了。也就是说呢，她随时都可能面临死亡。
And the doctor also says, it's not just her lungs, her heart, her liver, these organs have been compromised and would have become fatally enlarged. 医生说呢，不仅仅是他的肺，他的心脏、肝这些器官都受到疾病的影响，然后会变得越来越大，这是非常危险的。最后医生也很无奈地说， Now I wish that we had a drug to treat Pompe, but we simply don't. 我也非常希望能够有能治愈庞贝氏疾病的药物，但是没有。
虽然 Crowley 夫妇呢早就有这样的心理准备，但是真的到女儿 Megan 的生命面临危险的时候，他们还是难以承受。也正是女儿的这一次病重入院，面临生死的考验，让 John 的想法发生了巨大的改变。这个段落我们再来一起听一遍。
As you know, Pompe patients suffer muscle deterioration in every part of the body, so this sort of respiratory complication, well, that's just an inevitable fact of the disease.Mr. Crowley, Mrs. Crowley, Megan is not responding well. Okay, now we've done everything we can, but she's just, there's nothing more we can do. I'm sorry. As you know, she was already well past the life expectancy for, you know, Pompe kids. After all, it's not just her lungs. Okay, her heart,her liver, these organs have been compromised and would have become fatally enlarged. Now, I wish that we had a drug to treat Pompe, but we simply don't. I'm so very sorry. But maybe you can find some small comfort in knowing that Megan's suffering will be over. Maybe you can see this as a blessing.
虽然作为父母呢 Crowley 夫妇是万分的不愿意面对这样的现实，但他们现在唯一能够做的只有等待和祈祷了。当天晚上 Megan 的心脏就一度曾经停止了跳动，但是经过抢救呢，坚强的 Megan 奇迹般的挺了过来。
Your daughter is some fighter. She's gonna be okay. Now look, she's still a very sick girl obviously, but her vital signs have improved andI'm cautiously optimistic.
So I guess you could say we thought it was a blessing, huh?
虽然 Megan 没有死，但是医生还是警告 Crowley 夫妇。She's still a very sick girl, obviously, but her vital signs have improved. I'm cautiously optimistic. 他说显然她还是非常虚弱，但是她的主要生命体征已经有所改善了。我可以谨慎地表示乐观。
其实此前呢 ，John 就在坚持不懈地给研究庞贝氏症的专家 Stonehill 教授打电话，但是始终呢都没有联系上。女儿的再次病倒让 John 意识到不能再等了，他放下了工作，亲自跑到了内达拉斯加大学，找到了 Stonehill 教授。
John contacts Robert Stonehill, a researcher who has a theory on an enzyme treatment.
Dr. Stonehill. Yeah, I'm John Crowley. Okay.Did you get any of my messages?
What messages?
Less than 3 or 4 messages in the last month. You even hung up on me the night before last.
The hell are you talking about? I never hung up on you.
Dr. Stonehill, 2 of my kids at Pompe.
Jesus. Well, sorry. Terrible disease.But hell, you shouldn't have come all this way without talking to me. I do research, so I don't see patients.
Well, it's your research that I'm interested in. I've read all the journal articles on Pompe disease. All the researchers out there say that your work holds the most promise.
Get to the point, son. What do you want from me?
We almost lost my daughter last week. I need to hear about your research.
Steve Stonehill 呢是在大学里专门搞理论研究的一位教授，他曾经在专业期刊上发表过很多文章，说他呢找到了一种办法，用酶可以治疗这个庞贝氏症。
这个酶呢在英语里面就叫 enzyme, E-N-Z-Y-M-E。 Dr. Stonehill 他疗法的关键呢就是人工制造一种酶，所以这个 enzyme treatment 在这部片子里面出现过很多次。
这个研究庞贝氏症的专家 Stonehill 教授呢，他是做理论研究的，实际上并没有直接跟患者或者患者的家属打过交道。这次 John 直接跑来找他呢，让 Stonehill 觉得很唐突。
He says, "You shouldn't have come all this way without talking to me. I do research. I don't see patients." 你不应该没打招呼就直接这么大老远跑过来。我是搞研究的，我不给病人看病。 And John says, well, it's your research that I'm interested in. John 说呢，我感兴趣的正是你的研究。I've read all the journal articles on Pompe disease, and all the researchers out there say that your work holds the most promise. 我读过所有关于庞贝氏疾病的文章，每个研究者都说你的工作是最有希望的。Something holds the most promise, 也就是说什么事情是最有希望的。这个 promise 我们都知道是保证的意思，所以这个 holds the most promise 就是前景最被看好的。For example, you can say, she's the most promising student in our class. 她是我们全班最有前途的学生。
这样直接了当的告诉 Stonehill 呢，他很想了解这个 Stonehill 目前的研究。那 Stonehill 呢，实际上十几年来啊，一直致力于研究如何治愈庞贝氏症，并且已经有了新的突破。但是他表示，由于资金的严重不足，他不可能把研究成果转化为能够用于临床治疗的药物。
I'm not on the verge of anything, Ken. This is a theory, not a therapy. I'm just an academic. You got any idea how shitty my funding is? The University of Nebraska pays our football coach more money in a year than my entire science budget. Nobody's paying attention to this work. Half my grants don't get approved. I don't have the money to make my theory into a usable medicine. How old are your kids?6 and 8. Look, do yourself a favor. Go home and spend time with your kids. Enjoy them while they're still here. How much what? How much money would it take to prove your theory?Your version of the medicine.
I'd need $500,000 just to fund the lab work.
That's why you need me?
I need you.
Why? Because I'm the founder of the Pompe Foundation for Children. I've been working on this disease for 10 years. I have never heard of you guys. It's because we're relatively new. We're just in the gearing up phase. How soon do you need a grant?
That would be good.
Oh, not all the money's in place, but it will be. And soon. It's a very exciting time.
Stonehill 很坦白地告诉 John. He says, This is a theory, not a therapy. I'm just an academic. 我只有理论，并不是一个疗法。我就是做学问的。I don't have the money to make my theory into usable medicine. 我没有钱把我的理论变成可以用的药。
听说 John 有两个孩子都得了这个庞贝氏症， Stonehill 呢也出于好意给了 John 一个建议。
He says, look, do yourself a favor, go home and spend time with your kids. 他说听着，你也是帮你自己一个忙，回家去多陪陪你的孩子， enjoy them while they're still here. 趁他们还在，享受和他们在一起的日子吧。
那么 Stonehill 说的话呢，似乎和医生告诉这个 Crowley 夫妇的是一样的。他们认为呢，即使将来会有什么新药能够治愈这个庞贝氏症，那这 John 的孩子也是赶不上了。不过 John 呢仍然没有放弃，他希望能够帮 Stonehill 尽快的把他的理论变成可以使用的药。所以他当即下定决心，要为这个患了庞贝氏症的儿童建立一个专项基金。
John 呢也是说，既然你需要钱来建立实验室，那么你肯定需要我。Because I'm the founder of the Pompe Foundation for Children. 因为我是儿童庞贝氏症基金的建立者。And Dr. Stonehill says, I've been working on this disease for 10 years. I've never heard of you guys. 他说我在这个领域已经工作了十年了，我从来没听说过你们这个基金。And John says, that's because we're relatively new. We're just in the gearing up phase. John 说呢，因为我们刚成立啊，还在准备阶段。Gearing up phase 就是准备阶段的意思。For example, you can say, we're gearing up for our next competition.我们正在为下一个比赛做准备。
在这次会面的最后呢， John 答应这个 Stonehill 教授第一笔资金马上就会到位。而当 John 拖着疲惫的身躯回到了家以后呢，妻子却责怪他不打招呼，不负责任的就离开了公司，一个人跑到了内达拉斯家去。
I want to find a miracle as much as you do, okay? But how could you put your job in jeopardy? Exactly. Do we pay $40,000 a month in healthcare if you lose your insurance?
Honey, come on. Look, I'm not going to lose my job.
Oh, really?Pete called here twice last night to ask if you were okay. No, mentally.
I'll call and then I'll smooth that one over.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm sorry. Something in me just kind of snapped. That night at the hospital, when we thought that we were losing her, I prayed that if it was her time, she'd go quickly. There's so much suffering. But morning came, and she pulled through. Her eyes, so determined, so defiant, fighting her.
Was he worth it? This Stonehill guy?
He's really eccentric, but his science is way ahead of everybody else's. He's definitely the one to put her money on.
If we had any.
I promised him that we'd raise some, because he's got this conference up here next month, and I said I'd have a check ready for him.
How much?
$500.
That's all?
$1,000.
Is it $500 or $1,000?
$500,000. By next month.
Are you totally insane?
既然这样这么不管不顾的离开呢，让妻子非常的担心，因为这样一个人的工作是全家人的保障，尤其是两个生病的孩子的生命的保障。
She says, how could you put your job in jeopardy? 她说你怎么能冒这样的险呢？你有可能会丢了工作呀。Put something in jeopardy or jeopardize something. 意思就是使什么事情陷入危机。For example, I can say, a devaluation of the euro would jeopardize Greek's financial situation. 欧元的贬值会使希腊的经济情况陷入危机。And Aileen continues, how exactly do we pay $40,000 a month in healthcare if you lose your insurance? 而且如果你没了保险，我们要怎么付这每月$40,000的医药费啊？
但是显然现在在这样的心里面呢，这个工作啊已经不是最重要的事情了。他已经有了一个新的想法，而且这个想法是给他带来了很大的希望。
He says, something in me just kind of snapped. 我的想法突然就改变了。That night at the hospital, when we thought we were losing her, I prayed that if it was her time, she'd go quickly without so much suffering. 那天晚上在医院，我们以为将要失去她的时候，我就祈祷，如果这次真的是她的大限，我希望她能走得快一点，不要受太多苦。But morning came and she pulled through. 但是到了早上，她还挺过来了。Her eyes so determined, so defiant. 她的眼睛那么坚定，那么顽强。The fight is in her. 能看得出来她体内在和疾病抗争。
女儿从来没有放弃和病魔进行抗争，所以呢，作为父亲，丈也觉得他也不能放弃。
And Aileen asks, "Was he worth it, the Stonehill guy?" 他说这个 Stonehill 值得你这么做吗 ？And John says, "He's really eccentric." 他说他确实有点神经质 ，but his science is way ahead of everybody else. 但是他的研究呢，确实也比其他人都超前。He's definitely the one to put our money on. 他绝对值得我们投资。
这样告诉妻子，正是女儿 Megan 那种顽强的同病魔斗争的意志激励了她，改变了她的想法。她现在不愿意再等待了，她要和女儿一起挑战病魔。这个段落我们再来欣赏一遍。
I want to find a miracle as much as you do, okay? But how could you put your job in jeopardy? How exactly do we pay $40,000 a month in healthcare if you lose your insurance?
Honey, come on, look, I'm not going to lose my job.
Oh, really? Pete called here twice last night to ask if you were okay.No, mentally.
I'll call and then I'll smooth that one over.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm sorry. Something in me just kind of snapped. That night at the hospital.When we thought that we were losing her, I prayed that if it was her time, she'd go quickly. There's so much suffering. But morning came, and she pulled through. didn't want to put him on air.
If we had any.
I promised him that we'd raise some, because he's got this conference up here next month, and I said I'd have a check ready for him.
How much?
$500.
That's all?
$1,000.
Is it $500 or $1,000?
$500,000. By next month.
Are you totally insane?
Apparently.
Stonehill 说呢，建一个实验室最起码要用这个$500,000。其实对于这样来说，这也是一个不小的数目。要怎么样才能凑齐这笔钱呢？这看起来的确是一个相当疯狂的举动。不过这个想法呢，也给处于绝望的 Crowley 夫妇带来了无限的动力。所以他们说干就干，开始发动身边一切力量来筹备资金。接下来的故事将如何发展呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和卢涵来关注这一部亲情片《良医妙药》。
Alright, review section. First one, deterioration. 恶化. Second one, life expectancy. 寿命. Something holds the most promise or the most promising, 最有希望的. Gear up, 准备. And put something in jeopardy or jeopardize something, 是什么陷入危机.
Alright, that's all for today. I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Luhan, see you.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me. As I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来你 out 了北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索“掌上 AM774” 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
Thank you. 14 hours.